Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to spend time with you sharing sparks of amazing ideas, great resource people, and more. So thank you so much for investing your time to be here. Hopefully, if you're a regular listener, you took action on something you learned last week. Tonight, I am so excited to share an amazing person with you. His name is Dan Hanneman, and I was privileged to meet Dan as a fellow certified passion test facilitator who was also assisting at the recent certification of new passion test facilitators in Chicago. I'm excited to share sparks from his work on blockbusting, supporting spiritual rock stars, and more. Welcome, Dan, and thanks for being here.
Hi, Melanie. It's so good to be here with you.
So let's jump right in, because I was very intrigued by the name blockbusting, or blockbust your path. So tell us a bit about you and about your work, Dan, would you?
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about, I think if I tell you just a little bit about my overall journey, maybe that'll kind of answer the question. But basically, my whole start began professionally in becoming went into copier sales way back in the 80s because I had a lifelong issue at that point with shyness and a lot of my own anxiety and depression and blocks of my own. And I went to conquer this issue that I had in part through going out and going into outside sales selling copiers. And but, you know, in the process, what was interesting is I learned a lot about marketing and sales, and I also learned how to get out of my comfort zone and all those kind of things, doing hundreds of cold calls a week. But I also learned that I didn't like to sell copiers. This definitely was not my life purpose ultimately, but it was part of my life path. So what that did in part is it took me back into school, and I went and I got my master's degree in clinical psychology, went on to help people who were chronically mentally ill, and work with people with all types of issues, anxiety, depression, self-esteem, relationship issues, phobias, whatever, you name it. You know, dealt with all those things as a licensed clinical professional counselor. And then, you know, along the way, what I just kept finding is that the thing that was really missing for people the most is they just, they really didn't value themselves. They didn't have that self-esteem, and they didn't trust, you know, their gifts. They didn't trust who they really were. And so that really opened me to my spiritual path even deeper in a more formal way. And I started studying a lot with metaphysics and all the spiritual books everybody reads, Course in Miracles and Neil Donald Walsh's books and all those type of things. And then I started to study Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes and became licensed as a practitioner of Science of Mind, and started to utilize these principles not only as a practitioner with people that are looking for that, but also in my counseling kind of indirectly. You know, I utilized those principles to help even, you know, people that were suffering things from, like, being chronically mentally ill, where, you know, they are slapped with these labels and, you know, given this idea they're so limited and restricted, and they put those limits on themselves, to help them to see who they really were and to open them to what they really were looking for in their life. So it really, all these things really helped to open me to my desire to help people to connect with their soul, who they are, and to understand what they're here to do, and particularly what their what is their next leg in their journey as a soul. I mean, one of the things I do that I've learned to do that's come to me, it didn't come from any really formal training, it just kind of came to me from spirit, was learning how to scan people's energy fields to understand about their soul's path through past lifetimes and the energy of their soul to understand, you know, what it is that they're really looking for in this lifetime. So I've learned how to do that. I utilize different processes to help people to identify exactly, you know, what gifts they're meant to share in this lifetime, what their gifts are. And but all this came after all this formal training I did. All these things kind of came to me. So I help people to get clear about what they're really here to do. And then I'm really passionate about helping people to do it as a business. So I help people to get started in a business that's aligned with their life purpose. And I also help people who are already in business that are looking to go deeper in claiming their life purpose, to claim their life purpose and also have greater business success at the same time. And you know, a lot of that is just helping them with the energetic blocks, the subconscious blocks, all of those things that have been going on through past lifetimes, through this lifetime, helping them to clear those things through different modalities, but mostly through me being able to bring that energy forth into visibility and be able to feel into it and then be able to shift that energy for people in seen and unseen type of ways, known and unknown ways. I just have a way of being able to shift people's energy fields and then allowing them to have the kind of confidence and success that they're looking for. So it's really, some of it's been formal training, but some of it has just kind of come to me. And so I help people to identify what those blocks are, and then we go into shifting them through different techniques, including hypnosis, affirmative prayer, and again, just an ability to feel energy and to know how to allow that energy to shift. Just know how to do it. I don't know how to explain it to people, but I just know how to help people to let that energy shift. So really, that's the prime, you know, prime objective, is to help people who are feeling stuck, trapped, at whatever level of evolution they are and living their life purpose, and helping them to really get on fire and to live their life purpose invincibly with full-out joy, with incredible profitability as a business, particularly if they're looking to do that. And so that's basically the work that I do.
I'll just say wow. Well, that's one of my favorite words, wow. Full out joy. And I also am a strong believer in synchronicity. And mm-hmm. one of my favorite sayings is right place, right time, all the time. You probably couldn't see me smiling as I'm writing this down, going, oh my gosh. This is so synchronous. And I'm trying to think, when I ran across Science of Mind, maybe it was 10 years ago. And so it was really exciting to hear about your past and your journey and the fact that you're honoring your gifts, even those that are challenging to explain to other people, because I think sometimes there's a fear factor for people when they're able to do something or they have a gift and uncertain about where it comes from or how to explain it. And so instead of using it and enjoying it, they hide it or bury it. Because of fear.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, we had talked about, I missed a question in all my notes I wrote all over the page, because you talked about working with energy and feeling energy. Is there a definition that you use for energetics with your clients?
Well, when I'm talking about energetics, I'm talking about sometimes people will call it the subconscious, for example. But basically what it is it's the stored energy of that person's, we could call it their soul or whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter, but it's their stored energy within their collective, their collective being. And that energy is what really does inform what they do in their daily lives. As they say, 90-95% of what we do does come from our subconscious mind. So what I do is to help to shift those energies so that people can have a new breakthroughs and new success as rapidly as, one session even. Of course, certain things sometimes don't lend themselves, aren't even meant to be shifted within, that period of time. But, the bottom line is that we want to allow that energy to shift. And so that you can have your energy supporting you more easily to do exactly what it is that you want to do, rather than utilizing so much conscious will all the time to try to overcome that programming or that stored energy that's there and try to override it on your own. So many people that I talk to, even people are energy healers and, done all kinds of sessions and done all kinds of things to try to clear their energy. They come to me and they're like, but Dan, I've tried a lot of stuff already and it just hasn't worked. And, I'm not going to say every single time, but often, people will get new results where they haven't seen them before. And, for whatever reason, there's just something, it's the right time and I show up at the right time in their life. And it's, I say spirit brings them to me. I mean, and it's just like, it's just perfect. It's like I just am able to help them to open up and to let it happen. Everything happens from somebody's willingness to let something ultimately happen. And that's basically what I do is I help people to become willing to allow it to happen. And then when they become willing to let it happen, it's easy. It just happens. So it's not, when I say I know how to help the energies to shift, I just know how to get people in a state where they're willing to let it happen. When they understand they didn't really do anything wrong, for example, this lifetime and past lifetimes. Because the things they've done wrong, so-called wrong, or they judge themselves about even past lives, they may not be conscious about it, but at a deeper level, they're still judging themselves about what they've done in the past. It could be this lifetime stuff, right? So whatever it is, that energy is stored. It's holding them back. I can feel into it. I can tell them what it is. I can make it conscious, too. And then that way, too, we can let it shift. But some of the work I do, I can just feel the energy. And I'm working with it at a unconscious level where they are not necessarily consciously aware of what's going on. I'm able to get agreements at that level based on their overall willingness to let it happen. And then energies shift to allow themselves to align with what it is they really want in their life more deeply. And then they're able to start having more joy, better relationships, better health, more financial flow, new clients, whatever it might be that they're looking for. They can allow any of it to happen. They just have to allow themselves to be willing to let it happen. So when I'm talking about energetics, it's really that stored energy in the subconscious, in the soul, however you want to language it, and allowing that energy to open your conscious awareness to the willingness to allow those subconscious patterns to shift. That's what I'm really good at helping people to do, and then we allow that shift to happen for them.
That is very, very powerful because there's so much that we still have yet to understand about the complexities of energy and the subconscious mind and the brain is my passion, as my regular listeners know. It's one of them. And so I was very excited to learn about what it is that you do. And we spoke about the 15-minute energy scan that you offer. And you agreed to do it with me on the show for my listeners. Do you want to describe what that is before we get started?
Sure. What I do is during this scan, what I'll do is I'll do a brief scan for you. It may not be quite as in-depth. It might be a little less in-depth than what I do with people privately. But what I'll do within a brief period of time is I'll scan through your subconscious, give you some messages that you're meant to hear right now that Spirit is guiding me to share with you. And then I'll also scan through your chakra system and tell you things about what I'm noticing about the energy in your chakras, including, you know, what are the blocks that are going on within those that I'm noticing within those energy, those areas. So I will share those things with you, and I'll also give you some more clarity around what is your life purpose. This is not the place where I help people get it completely defined for themselves, but it's where I can give you some clues. But basically, I have a technique that I utilize that helps me to deepen my connection with your energy field and gives me all this information. So that's the best way I can describe it in brief, is that I am able to scan through someone's energy through this technique and be able to give you all this type of energy. So I'm reading your subconscious, your overall energies. For me, I can feel it, I can see it, I can hear it. So it just comes through. It's a very intuitive psychic type of thing, I guess is what you would call it. So that's a little bit about how this works.
Okay, well, it sounds exciting and fascinating. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, great. All right, great, Melanie. So I'm going to go ahead and do this now. Now, what you should understand, Melanie, and what you might want to do while I'm doing this scan is, if you have something you'd like to share with your listeners, because I actually do set the phone down while I do the preliminary scan for about, I don't know, in this case I'll do it for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'll come back and then I'll tell you about what I was picking up about your energy. Is that going to work okay?
It sure will. So do you want me to go ahead and talk while you do that?
Yeah. If you have some other things to share with them while I'm scanning your energy, that'd be great, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, great. I'll be right back.
So while Dan is doing that, I am excited to also share with you that we have a number of guests that are currently in the pipeline to be with us. We are in the process of booking final dates for Jan Ford Muspin, who is an author, also a clinical psychologist, and talking about working through roadblocks. And all the letters in roadblocks stand for a strategy. I love those wonderful uses of words. Linda Galindo, who wrote The 85% Solution, is also in the pipeline. And I'm trying to think, there was someone else. And the name's escaping me at the moment. So I hope you stay tuned, come back, check in. And as always, all the past shows are archived. So we're coming up on 4 years in October of nearly every week sharing Sparks with you. So I invite you to check out those past shows about topics from living your passions to brain-boosting strategies, to amazing guests who shared everything from surviving ovarian cancer to growing up through poverty and currently living the life of their dreams now. And one of my passions is also the power of language. So there are a number of shows on positive language, the power of reframing, and the power of pink elephants. So I invite you to listen to those shows as well. And recently I interviewed Luann Buechler, who co-authored the book that's just coming out called Exceptional Care for Your Valued Clients. And that was several weeks ago in April. So there's much there for you. I invite you to check that out. And if you are listening right now, there is a chat room open. So if you have a question or a comment, you can type it in the chat room. And then later in this show, we'll open the lines up for questions that you have for Dan or for me about this process that we'll be doing. So thank you again for being with us. And as always, I challenge my listeners every week to take action on at least one idea that they learned while they were spending time with me. And I also want to thank those of you who are my regular listeners who download or listen to this podcast every week faithfully. I do so appreciate you and value the information that I can bring to you, share with you, and invite you to send me show ideas as well. And you can send them to me at Brain Bonanza, BrainBonanza, at gmail.com. We're always looking for resources that meet your needs that can help spark that positive change in your life.
Okay. All right, Melanie?
Yes.
Okay, I'm back. So I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Is it okay to talk now?
It was perfect timing.
Okay, all right, excellent. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and share what I was picking up on now. What I always tell people after I do this, the first wave of the scanning is, what I say probably will somehow resonate for you. If it doesn't, you know, sometimes if you ask a question or two after I share, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit clearer. So with that being said, what I'd like to share with you then is, and you're okay with me sharing, you know, basically, you know, anything that I've picked up on within reason?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So so what I'm noticing about you and your past lives is this is the first thing that came through, and often that happens when I scan people, is I'm seeing some of your past lives have to do with being a tribal leader. So I see you as a some kind of tribal leader. Now, you know, to get more specific, that's where I would need more time to be able to work with that with you. I see that. I also see, like, I'm hearing medicine woman. So I'm seeing, like, a medicine woman type of path. Now, in this life, part of what you're here to do is certainly is around leadership. It's around alchemy, like personal alchemy is what I'm hearing. And so you're trying. What you're doing is you're bringing through a lot of different gifts. One of them is you do have energetic gifts. I've shared that with you. We've talked about that at the passion test certification. And so you have these energetic gifts yourself. So you're able to feel into energy. You're able to open energy paths up for people in the unseen, similar to myself. But, you know, that's where maybe, you know, learning how to remember, you know, and rediscover those gifts and hone them more deeply would be very helpful for you. I think you've gotten spooked in multiple lifetimes by different energies and different things. One of the things I'm noticing when I look through your chakras, too, is you've had in this life, it seems, you've had some out of body type of experiences in a sense. So there may have been some traumas. It's opened your energy field to some other energies that you know, may have affected your energy field. So I'm seeing, like, you're not necessarily always very, you're not that grounded all the time. So because you are very open. So that's kind of what you've got to kind of watch is, like, you really need to work on grounding your energy a lot. So I noticed that about you. But definitely this lifetime, it's about helping people with success, transformation, certainly, and probably really owning their gifts, you know, as you're really looking to hone that and honor them and powerfully own your gifts to do things that you've never done before, to stretch, you know, beyond your comfort zone, to go further, touching more people's lives than you ever have before. So that's basically what I'm seeing with that. Now, through the chakras, like I said, you're very open at the top. You had a lot of love and nurturance in the beginning of this lifetime, especially as a baby. I'm seeing you're well. It seems like you were really well nurtured. That's my impression, anyway. And but I feel like in this lifetime, similar to other lifetimes, I do think there are some significant traumas, or something just weird happened, and you just you became like spooked. I want to say so. Maybe some funny energies came in the process. Now, through your third eye, as we go into that area of your chakras, what I'm noticing is a lot of very powerful psychic gifts. So you do have the gifts that are very powerful, and that's just what I noticed. But it seems pretty open, so I don't see immediately a lot of blocks there. There's a little bit of a block in the throat. I didn't have enough time to go deeper with that. I see a little bit there, but it's pretty clear. Down in your heart, there's a lot of expanded energy of love and warmth. There's definitely some ability to receive, too, so that's good. You have some balance. But down in the power center, this is where I see a primary concern I have for you. It's like that's where you're really working on it. Now, I know you're very comfortable talking to crowds and things like that, and you're on this show, but what I'm seeing is there is a real fearfulness in terms of really honoring and owning your deepest gifts. So that's something I'm seeing in your power center. It also may be difficult in certain personal situations for you really to stand your ground. You might feel, it's possible you could even feel kind of mute, like you don't, like all of a sudden you've been hit with something, you don't even know what happened, and it's like, what's, you know, you're looking both ways, like what happened. And then I look down into the creative center, noticing some good energy with that. It feels a bit limited. It doesn't feel highly expanded yet. So I know you're highly creative, but it feels like there's limits that are being putting on your creativity. And then down through your root chakra, like I said before, I see some clear energy there, but it's not, there's no deep grounding going on in your energy system. I feel you're not necessarily completely comfortable with where you are overall in your life. That doesn't mean you're not really happy in certain areas, but overall, I don't know if you're really comfortable in your overall, the overall big picture necessarily. So I see that kind of restlessness with that. In that area, in part. So now, what I've shared in this brief time as I'm going and talking kind of fast and everything, Melanie, you know, is definitely a good sample of what I provide through these readings. But usually I even provide even a little bit more information than that, and I just get so much information that in this brief time, you know, that's basically what I have to share with you so far. So do you have some questions about anything I've shared?
Well, there's that wow response again, Dan. So I'm trying to think. Pat does white light journeys, and I've had Pat on the show before, and she had done some Reiki with me and interestingly said the same thing about being so open spiritually and not being grounded sometimes. I was chuckling. I had the phone on mute because I was frantically writing right next to the phone. And so very interesting. And I can remember some specific out-of-body experiences that weren't connected to traumas anyway.
Sure.
I've always been curious in terms of the psychic abilities I may have. And so that was interesting to hear. So it definitely intrigued me to learn more because I do have a passion to, as you know, empower people to live their best lives.
Right.
My strength process. And so what I'm hearing is I have strengths that I've barely tapped.
Exactly. For sure. I know that. Yeah. Definitely the energetics gifts is what you've buried away, and I'm not exactly clear all the reasons why you have. I just keep getting the sense like you've been spooked. I don't know what that's all about. We'd have to investigate it further, but yeah, that's definitely part of the gifts. But yeah, I do get, like you said, help people to be their best. Definitely is exactly what I had heard too. I said success, but it just everything comes through so fast. So that's exactly what I was hearing as well too for you.
Oh, awesome! And you did hit it right on with a certain restlessness in my business being the language I'm using is breaking through, and connecting with those ideal clients, and being able to leave my quote full-time job. When I'm not using my gifts, as much as I would really love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of being able to identify and clear blocks around that success was mm-hmm. extremely exciting for me because, again, and like I put in the show description, when you think you've done everything right, you know, you've read the books, you've gotten your certification, you've done everything you need to do, and you're like, okay, so where is it? It's not here yet.
Right.
There's something else. And so sometimes that something else is that at that subconscious level. And no matter how hard you work at a conscious level, when the navigation's happening below your awareness,
mm-hmm.
it can be very, very frustrating.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's where having people like myself, you know, coming in and reading my energy, for example, people that are maybe similar to the work that I do. I have people come in that are very intuitive that help me identify my blind spots because what happens for your listeners, like, yeah, the things that are going on in your life, you'll be like, boy, I've been really working on myself. I don't know. I keep working at this issue and again, and like it just, you know, I just can't seem to make a breakthrough. I mean, whatever area of your life, it might be in your health or relationships or money or whatever it is. Like, I've done all these programs and all this stuff. I'm working on myself like crazy, and there's nothing, you know, it just feels like I'm barely getting anywhere. What it often is then is it's some unidentified, unconscious resistance that's going on at a deeper level that needs some help in being released and dislodged. So, you know, that's where, you know, I do help people to start connecting with that. And I connect with it, again, on a conscious and unconscious level. I'm able to communicate with that energy and let it just be like, I can just be released now. Like, the journey's done, you know, and just let it be gone. And then all of a sudden, things just start opening up. People have new experiences. Like, I've had people who... let's say, for example, have been working on being more intuitive. They've been having the hardest time being able to connect with their intuition, and they know they have intuitive gifts. And then we do one clearing, and then all of a sudden they're like, boy, the light's on, you know, like it just takes a little, and maybe they've been doing a lot of work on themselves, but like just it's really powerful when you work together with somebody to allow these old energies to be released. It's that's why I go to people, you know, to help me too, like to help you to release that, because you can do all the self-clearing, all the EFT and all that other, all the techniques that are out there on your own. Sometimes they work, but sometimes, you know, there's these sticky areas that just, you know, we just need a little bit of outside help, you know, to let those things go.
Well, interestingly, the first time that I had that comment about being an energetic healer was in Chicago. Janet Atwood, when I had hugged her one morning, that's what she said in my ear. She said, "You're an energetic healer. Has anybody ever told you that?" And I said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the same day you and I had the conversation and you said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Janet is extremely intuitive. She's extremely intuitive. And, she had noticed things about me that she, you know, she didn't know, you know, she kind of, we have a relationship, but she doesn't know a lot about me. And so it was just very interesting, the comments she had made to me, too. I was like, oh, you know, it just showed me how well she's able to see with clear sight. But, you know, one of the things that's coming up for me for you is you're getting lots of signals right now about these gifts. And that is giving you the green signal. You see, when that happens, this is for your listeners too, like when that happens, when things, as they say, things usually come in threes. So, you know, often when things come in a wave like that, it's like it's a demonstration that there's something going on with you in your journey right now where this breakthrough is wanting to happen. And then that's where we just really want to pay attention and say, oh, okay, I get it. You know, like, and whatever you're guided to do about that, those are the things that we want to take action on. So I think that's so, you know, that happens all the time in my life too, where all of a sudden it's like, I've never heard it before, and then I hear it three times in one day, you know, and then it's just like, oh, okay, I got it, you know. So that's, that's the way it works. And it really works increasingly as we become increasingly self-aware and conscious of what's going on in our lives. You start to find those kind of things that we call synchronicities happening increasingly. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, you know, like I'm constantly getting these things that are being brought to my attention so clearly. And it'd be coming to your attention so you can clear these old energy patterns, so you can experience something new.
Well, and I think we will definitely be talking again after the show, Dan, because I'm sitting here looking at my notes, and when you said tribal leader and medicine woman,
mm-hmm.
I've never understood why I've been so fascinated with Native American culture, but I have since I can remember.
Ah, uh-huh. Yes, that's because you've traveled those type of paths, uh-huh.
So very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so this debrief also helps, too, in terms of, you know, again, this was very short and gave me things I'll go back and think about and read my notes and at least, you know, give that opening for thought about the possibilities and about energies.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the HypnoClear session that you offer, Dan?
Sure. The HypnoClear session, it does utilize what we call hypnotic techniques. Now, hypnotic techniques really are just focusing techniques. You know, there's a lot of the old ideas about hypnosis, look at my watch, look at my eyes kind of stuff. But when we're talking about a HypnoClear, it's just techniques I use to allow your attention to be focused in a way that opens up your willingness to allow for changes and shifts that you're really looking to have happen. It's nothing strange or weird. Now, I do this session by phone. It's done by phone. And through this process of opening you up and shifting your attention and opening up your willingness, what I do is I scan through your energy throughout the session, and I give you information about what's going on with your energy, and I'm also clearing your energy throughout the session. So I do a clearing of your whatever the deepest subconscious blocks are. We allow those to start to be shifted, and we unite it with whatever your intention is of what you'd like to manifest in your life right now. So whatever it is that you're looking for in your life right now that you really want, not just, you know, oh, give me $1 million, but like what is that you're really wanting right now. We unite the shift in the energies to unite with what it is you're looking to manifest, and we allow that to happen through the session then, as I'm clearing through your energy on an unconscious level and also in a conscious level, in a sense, in that I utilize, you know, opening up your self-awareness and also affirmative prayer, and also I utilize other guided methods to help you to really consciously connect with energies and ideas that open up your energy system to allow the shifts to happen. So all that, all those words and all that stuff to say this, it just works, you know. Basically, we open you up to just let something happen. And I do bring in, sometimes I bring in different energies like angels. So sometimes I work with the archangels. I bring them in through the process. I bring in guides, spirit guides. It might be spirit guides of mine. It might be your spirit guides or both. Sometimes they can be ascended masters. I channel Jesus, for example. Mother Mary is another one I channel, for me, I'm an open channel. I can channel any frequency. You know, it's just a gift that I have. So we bring in all these different energies to work, help to work with your energy to open you up to something new, whatever energies that present themselves that want to help you. You know, they show up, and then we allow them to flow through you. So we open up your chakra system. We open up your subconscious to allow you to manifest new money, new relationships, new health, new success in some area of your life that you're intending success right now in, and you get a breakthrough, you know, through that session. So usually the results, you know, they can be instant. I mean, they can be, you know, within, you know, like that day and right on the spot. Or, like I've seen people with different health issues might instantly be eliminated through a session, whether it's an intestinal type of thing or it might be an ache or pain that they've had in their body for decades or whatever it might be. It might clear right away. Or sometimes certain things I find clear over a period of weeks even, where I've had people think that maybe nothing happened through the session, only to get an email from them from a month later to say that some area of their life has completely changed and it all happened within that course of that 30 days since they did the session with me, and they know that it had everything to do with the session. So people demonstrate things in different ways through their through that process.
How long is a typical HypnoClear session, Dan?
Oh, yes. Thanks for asking. It's a 60-minute session by phone.
Okay. And if people were interested in learning more about this, I have your website link in the show notes. It's blockbusterpath.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best way you would recommend people connect with you?
Yes. Yes, that would be the best way to learn more about it. Yeah, that would be the best way to be in touch with the work I do. And if people want to contact me directly, they can always call me, too. I mean, I'm a pretty accessible guy. So they could also call me to learn more at 815-788-0471. 815-788-0471. All the other contact information, like my email address and all that, is also right there at the website.
Okay, great. Do you want to take a break and take some questions?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. We do have one caller who's from area code 319. Welcome to Spark. What question do you have for Dan? Hello, you're on the air. What question do you have for Dan?
What? I hear somebody, but they're really faint.
Yeah, I do too. So I wonder if they set the phone down and went and did something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which could be. So I'll tell you what, we'll come back to that. So if the caller's still on the line, we'll just come back and check. I'll just mute them for the moment. And we have curiosity, what are some common blocks that you encounter with clients?
Mm-hmm. Well, the clients I work with, a lot of them really are like healers and light workers. Healers being, you know, people that want to help people to shift, help other people to shift their energy. They want to shift their own energy. Light workers, people that want to be more conscious and work with the divine light more in their life and open that up for other people. So the people that come to me often do have fears around their gifts. I mean, actually, that is one of the primary blocks that the people that come to me often do have. You know, some of the other common blocks can be people who are caught in like a corporate type of job, and they feel caught anyway. They feel they can't get out. You know, how I'd love to start a business as a healer or a coach or what have you. But how am I going to do it? How can I go from having this consistent paycheck to being able to step into a business and have it to thrive? So often I have to help people through that to see the steps, the processes that will make sense for them to be able to make that shift and that transition. Another common block would be that whatever they're looking to do next in their life, they feel that somehow they're just, you know, how could I do that? You know, I don't have enough background or expertise, or I'm not smart enough, or or whatever, you know, I'm unworthy. There's something about me that's unworthy. So worthiness is a really huge part of it. And the block with that is people are so fast to just really, the people I meet a lot of times are fast to beat up on themselves and run themselves down, and they're not really nurturing or loving themselves fully. And when we're doing that, and as you know, when we're judging ourselves or others or our situation or circumstances, we get very blocked. So learn how to embrace yourself, your situation, and other people, to embrace everything, love everything in your life. You know, that often is a real block. I mean, one of my clients in one of my programs, you know, simply all I had to say to her recently was to point out that, you know, her feeling around disorganization, for example, was not really a disorganization problem. It was really that she wasn't really loving herself fully. And that showed up as disorganization. Often people will say, I've got XYZ problem. Well, when we just go just a little deeper, we find out it's not really that's not really the problem. What the problem is perhaps they're not loving themselves enough, or maybe they just, you know, just feel like they are trapped in their life and they don't know how to break through, or maybe they've have these old past life issues where maybe they've abused some of their gifts in the past, or maybe they were killed for some of the gifts they had, and therefore they find it very difficult to claim their gifts. So those are just a few. There's a lot of different variations and different type of blocks, but those would be just a handful.
Okay, well, thanks, Dan, because that's definitely helpful, because it helps people get an idea of, you know, if it may resonate with them as they're listening, saying, oh, my gosh, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I said that about a couple things. let's try... see if our caller's back at area code 319. Hi, you're on the air with Dan. What questions do you have? Maybe not. Maybe they're just listening on the phone. I know that happens sometimes.
Okay,
well, I'll go ahead and close the mic and we'll try again. As we're getting down, we've got about 13 minutes left. And I want to let listeners know about the exciting five-session teleconference series you're offering. It begins next week on Tuesday, May 10th at 3 p.m. Central Time, called Grow Your Intuition and Grow Your Business. What are some of the highlights of this series, Dan?
Well, basically, the reason everything I do pretty much as much as I humanly allow myself to do basically does come from my spiritual guidance. So everything, you know, I ever say when I come on these shows or any programs I do or any of the work that I do is very, very much so just coming from spirit and what I'm guided to do. So what I'm going to do through that program, Growing Your Intuition and Growing Your Business, is to help people to connect with their spiritual connection so that they can allow for a flow state kind of way of living their life purpose, and having the success in their business that they're looking for. So a lot of times people get caught up in how am I going to do things and what's the right system for me? What coach should I hire? You know, what business guru should I go to help me get my business going here? And there's so much information out there, and everybody's saying, I've made $1 million doing it this way or that way. But, you know, really what all those people have in common that not everybody always talks about is they all have a strong ability to connect with their intuitive gifts, and to allow themselves to be guided by that and trust that instinct that they have, and that's what's really helped to grow their business more than anything. And then they say, okay, well, here's the system I came up with for me based on my intuition. So what I help you to do is to be able to do like they did primarily. Most of them had their success primarily through their intuition, not through some other guru that taught them. It was mostly usually from their intuition. And so what I'm helping helping people to do is to connect with that intuition to allow for the business success that they're looking for. So I'm teaching people, how can you connect with your intuition? I'm going to teach a number of different methods, ways of connecting that I utilize in my life, that have brought me breakthrough success again and again in different, you know, in my business and in my life, and so that people can learn how to do that and utilize those tools on a daily basis. Some of them, you know, will probably include muscle testing, for example, so people can learn more about that. I mean, there's a, you know, a lot of people have learned how to do that perhaps already, but I'm going to teach you how to get correct signals from that method, for example, where you may not always be getting correct signals now. Some of the other methods may include automatic writing and how to utilize that. How do you connect with your guides? You know, how do you connect with your guides and allow your guidance to just come through? How can you just get still enough to allow for intuition to speak to you and be able to create a vision for your life? So I'm planning on talking about Michael Beckwith's life visioning process briefly, too. So I'm going to give a few different tools that will help people, and then I'm going to be helping people to become open channels for spirit. So if they want to channel their guides and things like that, I'm going to give them the very, very basics of how to begin to do that, and it's a lot easier than most people think. So I'll be helping people do that. I'll be opening people's energies up as a group so that they can let it happen, help to dissolve the blocks. So I'll be doing some of the clearing processes as part of the group to open their energies. I'll also be bringing in ascended energies, the angels, Jesus, Mother Mary, and others. So I'll be bringing in different energies to open up your intuitive gifts. And then we'll also be having you set your sacred agreement to do the work that that you're here to do. Clearly, you know, signing up for that completely and clearing your old ideas around money and business. The idea is that it's just about a bunch of greed and you're running people over and, you know, any of that kind of type of what I call business nonsense. You know, it's just old ideas. They're not true for you. Maybe they were true for how other people related to business and money, but they don't have to be true for you. So we want to get your energy clean and clear around business and money, and also get it very powerfully working for you so you can have the financial prosperity that you're looking for. So we'll be talking about that and taking you through guided processes and whatnot to allow for that to land and for you to just have that be a done deal. So those are some of the highlights of that program.
And Dan, how long are each of the five sessions?
They're going to be approximately 60 to 75 minutes. That's typically what I do with those type of groups.
Okay, and after I had done, I just learned about this when I was researching on your website today, that they will be recorded, so if people are in different time zones or they have other commitments and can't be at the sessions, they can still get the recordings, correct?
That's correct, yes. You'll get all the MP3 recordings, whether you make it live or not. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the last piece of great news for people who are listening to this either tonight or have downloaded it tomorrow, May 5th, there is special pricing through tomorrow of $97. And after tomorrow, the price, regular price, is $127. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. So it's all great timing, because when we set up the date to do the show, I didn't know about that.
So oh, yeah.
I'm happy to share that.
Yeah. You know, and I was just guided to do it at this time. So everything, you see, again, it's just spirit works. When we let it, spirit just works through us, and then that things happen. So it's an awesome thing.
Oh, absolutely. We've got 6 minutes left, and so for my guests in the chat room, if you have questions you'd like to type in, I'll share them with Dan. And for those who would like to call in, the number is 347-215-8390. So I am going to try one more time with our caller at area code 319. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Dan? Nope, I think it must be muted, so the listener must just be enjoying listening. So again, if you have questions for Dan later, you can find him at his website, blockbustyourpath.com. So I have a couple more questions I'm going to go into. Let me pop back to the chat room to see anybody put a question up. Not at the moment. Okay. We met at the Passion Test certification, Dan. How do you use the Passion Test to help your clients have more success with their business?
Yeah, often what I do is I do incorporate it into the life purpose work that I do, which in combination with clearing someone's energy powerfully through the HypnoClear session is a primary first step offering that I offer to people. So we don't really do the passion test through the life purpose session formally, but we start the process there, and then we actually go deeper into that process if you do choose to work with me on a more regular basis. So it is definitely, for my regular clients, it is a starting place of identifying really what is deep and meaningful to you in your life, and it allows you to live your life purpose not only in the area of, you know, how you're meant to serve in the world through a career or business, but also to set up your energetics, your energy, so that you're flowing with passion and joy in your life. And when you're flowing with passion, joy, enthusiasm in your life, and you're really on fire and believe in the things that you're putting your attention to in your life, as we teach you through the passion test, which identifies your top five things that are deep and meaningful to you, it sets up your energy for success in every area. So I find it to be a critical piece in allowing people to really set an energy foundation to allow for the success they're looking for overall in serving through their life purpose in a business. Usually it's through a business with me. It sets that up for them. So it's definitely a foundational type of piece for people being able to do the things that they've come here to do. Because whatever your passions are, whatever is deep and meaningful to you right now, it's deep and meaningful to you because those are the doors you need to open to take your next steps on your soul's journey. And if we neglect it, you know, they just stick around until you address them. So it's important to identify those clearly, and that's, what we do through the passion test, and then we show you how to put your attention to those things and let something new happen in your life.
Awesome. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to give you an opportunity, because I was also excited to find out you host a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Spiritual Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, Spiritual Rockstar Radio, what we do is we bring in top conscious leaders that are living their life purpose as a business and really having rocking success, you know, and impacting people's lives and also being highly successful and being financially prosperous as well. So usually it's those type of people. Sometimes we bring in rising spiritual rock stars. People are just, you know, really have been brave and have stepped out there with their life purpose and are just kind of getting started. So the idea with it, Melanie, is that when people are listening to the interviews, one of the things we like to do is to talk about how they've been able to do the things that they've done. So often we'll talk a little bit about that, and then people come on to share what is their work in the world. What are they here to share? And they'll share their work with the listeners, and people learn a lot through that about them and how they've succeeded. Because whatever they're teaching, guess what? That's what they've been learning too. I mean, that's just the way this stuff works in the transformational world. So you learn in that way. And then I also do some programs on specific topics to help people, like connecting with your intuition. I did Growing Your Intuition and Growing Your Business piece just last week, I guess it was. And so I do other type of shows like that around, to help people with the blockbuster, you know, clearing their blocks and stuff like that. So that's what we do there.
When is your show, Dan?
Oh, the show is on. Sorry, that's the old show date. Okay, it's on Tuesdays right now at 2 p.m. Central, and we're on always every second and fourth Tuesday. And then I sometimes do some of the other segments on specific topics that I cover on other times. But everything's archived, so people always can find the shows there at Spiritual Rockstar Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. We only have 45 seconds left. Where does the time go? So, Dan, I want to thank you so much for being here. And is there anything, any last parting message you'd like to leave with listeners in your last 30 seconds?
Really quick, I'd like people to go to my website, www.blockbusterpath.com, and go to the Life Purpose Session. And when you go there, you'll learn about the Life Purpose Session, but you also can get a free 15-minute Life Purpose scan with me. You'll see the opportunity to do that right on that page. There's a link at the top of that page. So go there, and if you'd like to learn more about your life purpose and what your blocks might be, like I did for Melanie, you can go there, and I'd be glad to honored to help you. We do have limited slots, but you can go there and sign up for it there. Other than that, I just say, hey, whatever it is you're intending to do, go do it. You know, if you feel the impulse, your intuition is telling you to do something, do it now. Do it fast, and just don't allow yourself to waver from your commitment to follow your intuitive guidance and just go for it, whatever it is you're being guided to do. So that would be my last thought.
Well, thank you again so much, Dan, and I look forward to continuing to learn from you and with you. And I am very, very honored to have spent this time with you. And I look forward to staying in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melanie. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.